Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of other bacteria found under the microbiology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin by discussing mycobacteria. Mycobacterium tuberculosis may cause tuberculosis. Treatment is with isoniazid, rifampin, and pyrazinamide. Mycobacterium leprae may cause leprosy. Treatment includes dapsone and rifampin. And then MOTS may cause various systemic diseases. Treatment is disease-dependent. Now let's discuss spirochetes. Borrelia burgdorferi causes Lyme disease. Treatment includes doxycycline and ceftriaxone. Leptospira interrogans causes leptospirosis and Weill's disease. Treatment is with penicillin G. Treponema pallidum causes syphilis, and treatment is with penicillins. Now let's discuss the Chlamydiaceae. Chlamydia trachomatis may cause the STD chlamydia, as well as lymphogranuloma venereum and trachoma. Treatment is with azithromycin. Chlamydophila causes pneumonia, which is atypical. Treatment is with macrolides or tetracyclines. Rickettsia causes Rocky Mountain spotted fever or typhus. Treatment is with tetracycline. Ehrlichia is similar to Rocky Mountain spotted fever and is treated with doxycycline. Now let's discuss the mycoplasmas. Mycoplasma pneumoniae causes pneumonia, also known as walking pneumonia. Treatment may include tetracycline or erythromycin, but remember that it cannot include penicillins nor cephalosporins. And finally, ureaplasma urealyticum may cause urethritis, prostatitis, and renal calculi. Treatment is with erythromycin. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to other bacteria, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 39-year-old man presents to his primary care physician with a high fever, cough, and malaise. 1 week ago, he returned from a vacation to Hawaii, where he went water skiing with his family. 3 days before presentation, he started experiencing intermittent abdominal pain, which was followed by flu-like symptoms, itchiness in his eyes, and photosensitivity. On presentation, his temperature is 103 degrees Fahrenheit, or 39.4 degrees Celsius. Blood pressure is 114 over 72. Pulse is 105 beats per minute, and respirations are 18 breaths per minute. Physical exam reveals conjunctivitis and mild jaundice. Which of the following treatments could be used to treat this patient's condition? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, azithromycin. Choice 2, doxycycline. Choice 3, ganciclovir. Choice 4, metronidazole. Or choice 5, vancomycin. The best answer to this question is choice 2, doxycycline. This patient with flu-like symptoms, conjunctivitis, jaundice, and abdominal pain after engaging in tropical water sports most likely has an infection with Leptospira interrogans, which can be treated with doxycycline. Leptospira interrogans is a spirochete bacteria that is transmitted to humans by exposure of damaged skin or mucous membranes with infected water. It is most prevalent in the tropics, and within the United States, the highest incidence of disease is seen in Hawaii. Leptospirosis commonly presents with flu-like symptoms, abdominal pain, conjunctivitis, and photophobia. However, a more serious form of this infection, known as Weill disease, may also occur. Patients with Weill disease can also develop hemorrhage, anemia, and hepatic and renal damage, leading to jaundice and azotemia, respectively. Leptospira interrogans infection can be treated with either penicillin G or doxycycline. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Azithromycin is a macrolide antibiotic that can be used to treat a variety of gram-negative infections, such as atypical pneumonias. However, it would not be used to treat Leptospira. Choice 3. Ganciclovir is an antiviral that can be used to treat members of the herpes virus family, such as roseola. However, it would not be used to treat Leptospira. Choice 4. Metronidazole is an antibiotic that can be used to treat both bacterial and amoeba infections, such as Entamoeba histolytica. Choice 5. Vancomycin is an antibiotic that can be used to treat gram-positive infections, such as Staphylococcus aureus. Finally, a bullet summary. Leptospira interrogans is transmitted through tropical water sports and can be treated with doxycycline. That's all for this review about other bacteria. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.